This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. All right, down into the fine print of the jobs report we go now, because honestly, that is what we live for here at Marketplace. Specifically, we are going to get into the industry-by-industry breakdown of job creation that the good people at the Bureau of Labor Statistics give us in these monthly reports. And even more specifically, their estimate of how many jobs were created in leisure and hospitality last month. And that estimate is zero, as in zip. None, not a single net new job was created in that entire category last month after increases of 350,000 new jobs on average every month since February. So Marketplace's Matt Levin zeroes in on that zero.
So a couple quick things before we get started. Jobs numbers come from something called the Establishment Survey. The BLS asks a sample of employers, how many people do you have on payroll? And tracks that month to month. Hospitality and leisure is a big industry, so it's divided into smaller chunks. The biggest of those chunks is called food services and drinking places.
Last drinking place that I went to, it's been a while.
Joe Song is an economist at Bank of America. Like so many others, he hasn't visited a drinking place outside his living room since Delta showed up, which is why
food services and drinking places were down 41,000.
Actually, 41,500 fewer line cooks and waiters and hostesses. Song says more workers are probably getting laid off than quitting. Either way, we're in the negative. What's on the plus side? Nick Bunker is an economist with the job site Indeed.
We actually did see a fairly decent pickup in an industry called amusements, gambling, and recreation.
The leisure side of hospitality and leisure picked up 30,000 jobs in August. Casino workers, those teenagers you reluctantly trust to strap you in on a Six Flags roller coaster. It's a weird circle to square. People willing to go to Disneyland, but not the restaurant down the street.
There may be lots of more people saying, I definitely need to take a vacation this summer. You know, people who didn't change their plans according to that.
We're still down about 11,000 new jobs. Those came from sports stadiums and hotels. Hospitality and leisure businesses may have trouble finding workers even after Delta subsides, says Elise Gould with the Economic Policy Institute.
In the before times, these were not great jobs. These were lower paying jobs. You often didn't get enough hours. Maybe you were scheduled to the last minute.
Gould says a non-zero increase in the minimum wage would help. I'm Matt Levin for Marketplace.